Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hey, Grace fans. Tonight we are talking about Jo and how she's still recovering from her meeting with her mom. Plus, Catherine is surprised with a penis. Owen's sister is back. We're going to talk about all that and more. Plus, our news and gossip and special segments.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
You always have to shake it off a little bit.
Do a little dance.
Dance party. Hey. In old Grace fashion.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Thanks for joining us tonight. Of course, I am your host, Elle Marie, and I am here with my lovely co-host.
Hey, guys. It's Krista Flungy.
Hey, guys. I'm Benny Adams.
So what were you guys' overall thoughts about tonight's episode?
It was a good episode. It wasn't as dramatic as we've had, but it was kind of nice to just take a little chill for a second. It was very... We had a lot of different storylines going on, though, which was nice.
So
we heard from a little bit of almost everyone in the cast today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked the episode. I felt like we needed a breather from last week's episode, which was super, super heavy. This one was more light, a little comical. So, I liked it.
Yeah. I was kind of sad I missed last week.
You were here in spirit.
It was a good episode.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It really was amazing.
Tough to watch, but...
Needed to be done and kind of put out there. Like Shonda and her team, they really tackle like the important things.
They do.
Yeah.
They really do. They're great at it.
They really are. Guys. So like I said, we're going to get into this week's episode. We have special segments, news and gossip, of course. And Helena is out this week, but she will be joining us next week. Okay. So I want to kind of get into it. We can kind of start off with Jo because that's kind of how the episode starts.
Yeah.
When Alex is just like trying to get her out of bed. We find out that she hasn't been to work in a week.
Right.
And I think her dealing with the revelation of how she, you know, came here into this earth, you know, as a her mom being a rape victim, and the fact that as soon as you kind of get back to work, you're dealing with a rape victim. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like where you just find out this news and you're trying to heal, and it's like, what does that mean? That you also kind of have to see that and help this patient and help heal her while you're still in a moment of like kind of healing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about Jo? What place do you think she's in?
She's in a tough place, man. And it's, I can't imagine or like understand. I just want to be like, tell people what's going on, but I know I've never been in that position, so I don't necessarily know how hard that is for her, but she needs to start talking about it, or it's, she was scary this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree. She is in a very deep, dark place, and in order for her to get out, like you said, she's going to need to communicate with someone, express how she's feeling, what she's going through.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Karev, he's trying to get involved and try to see how she's feeling, but she's just not having it. And it's just, unfortunately, it's going to have to be on her terms.
Yeah, pretty much.
But until she does, it's not going to get better.
Mm-hmm. I think I realized like by the end of the episode, how the theme of this episode was kind of like mental health.
It was.
Like a lot of people, they show like issues with like, you know, with their mental health, some people not realizing it, some people just realizing it, but not wanting to talk about it, kind of like Jo, you know, and even with Karev, he was noticing that he couldn't get through. So let me reach out to someone who I know is close to you. And he, you know, asked Link to go help, and he did.
Right.
And, you know, and he's expressing like basically there was a moment where Jo was there for him kind of in the same way. He was going through something, wanted to be alone, and she wouldn't leave his side. And so he was trying to do that and be the same for her, but she accepted it in a way. Like, you know, she let him stay, but at the same time, she didn't really have a moment of like, opening up. Right. I think she kind of tried to a little bit. She started talking about how she basically is always runs away from things. And if people try to do good by her and try to love her, she pushes them away and runs away from it. But then, like, that was all we got. She kind of closed up again.
I was hoping that was going to be a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, so close. Yeah. And then she just retreated.
Yeah, she was very close when they were they were watching cartoons, and she said something, and she was about to say something about her father, and she just stopped. Mm-hmm. And then she started looking for more alcohol, and I think that's when it hit Link. You know, this is something I've never witnessed with her. Yeah. Like, we've been through dark paths before, but I've never seen this. So he knows it's serious.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be... It was fine she talked about her mom, but I think for her to tell everyone that she's a product of sexual assault is going to be a really, really tough decision to make to finally say that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's hard for her to say it out loud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then she's probably wondering if that's why she was susceptible to meeting her past husband.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Husband, you know, I'm sure she's got all kinds of thoughts. Mm-hmm. Like, is this why I went down the path I did? Yeah. And yeah, I couldn't even imagine. Oh, poor girl.
Yeah. Well, I hope they end up getting Joe some help in this episode. Like, I hope that they take her in that direction.
Yeah, me too. Hey guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. But to keep that and to continue to grow, we need your help. So as you're watching right now, make sure you subscribe on YouTube if you haven't already. Make sure you give us a thumbs up. If you're listening on the podcast, give us a good rating, review, comment, reach out to us on social media. We love hearing from you guys. We love interacting with you. You're the reason why we do this, and you make it so much fun. But yeah, thank you so much for being a part of AfterBuzz TV. It has meant so much to all of us. Yes. So thank you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys. Okay, let's talk about Bailey real quick because it's super short. She's finally back.
Back
in her position. Yeah. Back as chief, running things. And Schmidt kind of brings these girls around because they're part of a STEM program.
I love this.
And at first, she just, like, didn't want to take them. And he just, like, okay, go ahead. He's just, like, totally walked off.
Typical.
Like, and she's like, oh, okay. So she has to take them in. And then before that, like, Karev is like, okay, I guess he's being relieved of his duties, and he's still in a suit. He's like, oh, I like it now. Which I like. I love grown man Karev. Like,
I know.
I love him so much. He's so awesome.
He's like a totally different person.
Right?
Which we talk about it all the time, I just love him.
He's so great.
From season one to now, he's just...
He's different. Yeah.
Completely new.
Yeah. But yeah, but she's taking these girls around the hospital, and I'm like... They keep popping up at, like, awkward moments.
The worst moments.
The worst moments. Like, they take her, she takes them to the blue room, and Amelia's in there talking about all the great sex she's having, which I thought she was just going to do it one time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Multiple.
Never just one time. But anyway, yeah, so that awkward moment. Then what, they walked in on, like, the penis talk.
Yeah.
Like,
who has questions?
They got the real experience.
True,
they got the
true.
Real experience of what it's like working in a hospital.
True. How they were what, from a high school program?
Yeah, and they were seniors. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's, you know?
Yeah.
17, 18, they'll adjust.
Yeah. I just thought that was like, that was a cute little part to have that in there. And again, once again, in Grace fashion, with trying to be pushed forward and pushing a message, like because a lot of young girls are starting to get into the STEM research and STEM program. So that's cool to kind of show
which
that.
Which is great. And which I also love that it was like all women, and then it's Bailey who's like a female chief,
right?
And yeah, so there's so many good moments where she's like, see that, ladies,
right?
That's how
right.
chief gets it done.
That's how
like,
you do that.
And I really
that.
Think that she needed to hear what the girl said to her towards the end about how she was a strong woman and that they learned so much from her because she's getting back into this position after being off of it for a while. And I think she needed to hear that.
Yeah.
Not to say she didn't have confidence, but she just needed that extra boost to say, you know, like, I can do this.
Mm-hmm. And I think she also was a little bit like, maybe it's been a while since she had her position. So I think she felt maybe a little like, not, I don't want to say nervous, but just kind of like rusty maybe.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? And didn't really think she was doing a really good job showing them around. And they were like, it's one of those things where it's like, it's better to lead by example. So they were just watching her in her process instead of her taking them around being like, so this is this and this is how you do that. It's like, watch her in action and how she does everything. And they were just amazed. They were like, are you kidding?
Right.
Like, this is amazing.
Right.
Yeah. So I thought that was good. So let's talk about Karev. And his wonderful self. So he has this young patient, Gus, who is 10 years old, but he is autistic. Mm. And so one of his things is, I don't want to call it a trigger. It's not really a trigger, but just one of the things that he deals with is not really liking to be touched.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is hard if you're in the hospital and you have to see what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
You know, but that just goes to show, like, Karev really is good at peds because he figures out a way to kind of connect with the child and have the child be comfortable with him so he can do what he needs to do to help save him, which I thought was a good thing. What did you guys think about his whole interaction?
I like Karev's in the right department. Mm-hmm. Like, he is so good with kids. He's always, which, I mean, he learned from Arizona, who was really great with this kind of stuff, too. But he's just, he always knows how to think outside of the box, which, when you're working with kids, you kind of have to sometimes. Yeah. They don't want to be prodded and poked at. So he's just, every time, I'm like, oh, he'd be such a good dad. He's just the best. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy to see, like, how far he's come from, like, the first season. Because if I remember correctly, he didn't really want to go into that area.
No.
And so
Arizona
now,
yeah.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So fast forward all these years later, and he's coming up with all these solutions, trying to figure out how to get this kid to speak and to figure out what's wrong with him. So it was amazing just how he was able to figure that out, and no one else could.
Right. Yeah. And I felt bad for him, for Gus, because it was like, you know, Karev was trying to see, like, how much pain he was in. It's like, this much or this much? And he, like, kept adding to the larger amount of pain.
It's like,
and I was
poor,
like,
kid.
Oh, poor, baby, poor baby. But like we said, he was able to kind of get through to him and help him. And then we find out that he has a rare blood type.
Right.
Which, you know, at first Bailey thought, like, they had given him the wrong blood because they were starting the transfusion because also he's anemic. It's like, this poor kid. So they started transfusion, and then he wasn't reacting well to the blood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then it was like, oh, now you have this rare blood condition. So on top of that, you know what I mean? There's a lot of factors against us here, and we have to figure it out. And at the end, Maggie is kind of telling the parents, like, they've only found 4 people in the world.
It's crazy.
With that blood type.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of letting the parents know, like, so therefore, this may not be easy. You know what I mean? But Karev steps up and is like, we're going to do it, though.
Which is, like, tough. Mm-hmm. I was like, I know you all want to, but you can't give him false hope either. But it's Karev.
If he believes in it. I'm like, he's so determined, though, he will figure it out and find a way. Yeah.
If anyone can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like about him. He is the guy that he's not going to give up. Mm-hmm. He's going to find a way and figure out a solution no matter what.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why so many people like his character. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is gross. Sorry, guys. I love Karev.
I know. I do, too.
They grow up so fast.
Right?
Really, really do.
Well, speaking of growing up fast, Mr. DeLuca. Just trying to rush into his career development.
Is he ever going
to
learn?
I don't know.
He likes to defy authority. It's his favorite thing to do.
And every time I try to root for him, then I'm like, oh, DeLuca. Come on now.
He's coming into his own, though, I think. He's slowly coming into his own. He still has that factor of, I'm going to do it my way, listen to me. But he seems like he's changing a little bit. And so that's why I like it. I like him as a character because you get to see that development.
Yeah. I like him kind of like as a person. I like him with Meredith, but I'm like, I don't know how much I like him as a student. I'm not going to say a surgeon because I guess actually he's going to be a great surgeon. I was trying to think of who he reminded me of. He kind of reminds me of Christina.
Yeah, he did the same thing with like, Christina his dad. Had that arrogance.
Yeah, but Christina was always like, I can do it. You know, her first solo surgeries or whatever.
That's
it's
true.
Like, I got this. Like,
which
I can
is
do
like,
it.
I'm sure you can, but also if something goes wrong, you're the student.
It's your
fault.
Yeah,
so exactly. Like, maybe like, let them help you. Yeah.
Yeah, because Weber threw him a surgery, the appy. I think that's like almost everyone's like first surgery. So was that the appendix, like them taking out the appendix?
Yeah, they were doing an appy, so an appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's like everybody's like general first surgery or whatever. But his gets a little more complicated. But the thing was, like, in the beginning, it's like, why did Weber give me the surgery? Like, he's just thinking, like, he's trying to get, like, get to him about Meredith and everything.
It reminds us that, you know, Weber is a father figure to Mare. Yeah. And it was cute that he was like, I gotta impress him.
Yeah.
And she was even nervous. I was like, oh, too. You guys like each other so much.
But that made me nervous. I was like, okay, I hope one of you don't mess up your surgeries because everyone's nervous over here.
And I think he just wants to prove himself. He, especially now that he's dating Meredith, he doesn't want to be known as the guy that's dating Meredith. Mm-hmm. He wants to be known as a doctor that knows his stuff and that can do what everyone else does.
And he also wants to impress Mare.
Weber. And Weber. Because I hope that they don't have it where that blows up in his face. You know what I mean? His arrogance with the patient. Because I was nervous with this part where he was like, oh, this is such and such. I can do it. Yeah. He did. He clipped it.
I was like, what if that was the wrong staple? Right?
But then I was thinking again, I was like, Weber would have stepped in and would have completely stopped him. So I was like, it must be right.
But I was just like, it could bite him in the butt future. So hopefully he gets it under control.
Mm-hmm. Weber was like, you don't even know which one to use. He was like, such and such, such and such clip. I was like, oh, well, okay, excuse me.
That was correct, wasn't it?
Okay. Our bad. But still, it's like, but sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I guess it's hard because it's like, take it slow. But then at the same time, if you know that you are capable of this and you have that confidence in yourself. Right. Because, of course, like, I want someone that confident if they're going to be doing a surgery.
Yeah.
I want you to believe that you know exactly what you're doing.
And I want you to actually know what you're doing.
But that's what, you know what I mean? That's why it's like this. But then you got to really know.
But even if you have that confidence, it's still, you have to know your place. And he's the boss. You still have to listen to the boss.
Yeah.
Even if you 100% know that this is how you do it, you still have to take a seat and listen to what he's saying.
And learn. You are still a student. Like, when you graduate, when you get to, like, the residency area, I understand. Then it's like you kind of have to puff up your chest. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm past this. Mm-hmm. I'm closer to your level now. Respect where I am. Yeah. I get that. But you're still in that learning phase.
But know your boundaries. Yeah. Know your authority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what I thought was cute was when Weber was asking him, like, what did he say? What are you looking for? Or what are your plans?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, well, what are your plans with this? But he was so vague. He was just like, what are your plans? Of course I'm going to think you're talking about your somewhat daughter. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm going to treat her right.
Right? He's like, oh, we haven't really talked about it, but...
See, I kind of thought he was pulling a fast one on me, and he meant that at first. But then he was like, oh, you know what? I was actually talking about the surgery.
Right.
But in reality, I kind of think he was talking about it and just messing with him.
Yeah. I think it was like a little bit of both.
Yeah.
And then he was like, okay, well, I want to do this with surgery. And then talking about he probably wants to go into general. He's like, general is attractive. Weber's like, huh,
is it now?
I'm sure, right, I'm sure it is.
He's a typical dad.
Right?
Typical dad figure.
Which I love.
Yeah, I do too. I love it too. And I love how Meredith was kind of like talking about that. The fact that like Weber is her father figure. You know, even though she has a dad, she ended up meeting Thatcher. And, you know, they tried to work through their thing, but Weber was kind of more of the, you know, the father figure. Yeah. You know what I mean? I bet if Thatcher walked in on her, she'd be like, oh, hey. You know what I mean? Not what a second thought in the world, right?
Yeah.
But then with Weber, it's like, oh, my God, my dad called.
Right,
you
right.
know what I mean? So it's really cute to see that. Speaking of them, Meredith. So Meredith and Jackson team up together to present Catherine with a wonderful surgery that she would love. Her first surgery back. They give her a penis.
She's so excited about the penis.
She was beyond excited. Right.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because she thought it was like going to be jewelry or something like that. And she wasn't even that happy. And as soon as they said penis, like her eyes just like lit up.
Thank you for that.
And so, but what I really liked about that is when she decided not to do the surgery because he didn't really have, the patient didn't have emotional support, you know, that kind of tells what kind of character she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's someone, even though she really wants it, she knows when to back down.
Yeah.
And that's that. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I like that whole like situation. So the patient, Caleb, who is a vet, Megan brought him in. So that's where we have Megan, Owen's sister, coming back into the picture because she brings him in for the surgery because his Humvee, whatever they call it, blew up and he was injured, lost his leg, and
he lost a couple things.
Yeah. So That's why, you know, Catherine is the one to do this. You know what I mean? She's done, like, she'll do the sex changes for people. So they know that, like, this is kind of her expertise doing this organ transplant. So I like the fact of, like, the story. Like, so he kind of lied about his fiance's help because they go through evaluation. Like, are you going to be able to handle this type of surgery? And he, you know, put it down. Oh, my fiance will be able to help. And so his mom calls the fiance in and he freaks out. Like, because he didn't tell her. He broke up with her. Like, all these things. And that's when you're like, what you're saying, Catherine's like, you need a support system.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so I can't.
It's a major surgery.
Yeah, it's a huge surgery. You know what I mean? Like, any surgery is huge, but you're also going to take a part of someone else's body.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a part that you're going to see. It's not like an organ. And maybe you'll think about it, but you don't really see it. I mean, it is an organ, but it's a physical outside organ. You know what I mean? That you're going to always see. So you need to be right in the head. You know what I mean? Why waste, like, time and something that could have gone to someone else possibly, you know what I mean, that may be in need if you're not going to act right, because you could reject it, you can, you know what I mean, you could just go through a lot of different things.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think about Caleb's whole situation?
Did anyone else at first, immediately when he was like, get her out of here, like, he didn't tell her about the penis?
I was like, that's immediately what it is.
I was like, come on, doctors, let's use those brains.
Right?
Poor guy was terrified that she was in the room. But also, you were engaged.
Yeah.
Were they not? How did you not know he didn't have a penis?
Right? Well, I guess he was out because she was stationed, so she wasn't,
like,
away.
So were they not together that whole time?
I think he was away.
Okay, and then they were just probably saving it for marriage. But I was like, how'd you not know that?
Yeah, maybe.
She knew he was missing a leg. That was something, but yeah.
So yeah, I guess he kind of, like, really kept it away from her.
Yeah, but I really felt for him. I mean, I don't have a penis, but if I did, I could imagine that'd be pretty terrifying to not have again one
day. And then for men, it's different. It's like he was saying to Owen, it's his manhood. And he,
you're the one at this table that would know what it would be, you know?
I loved this storyline because you don't really hear about this, about people who are in the military and what they go through. Like, you hear about them losing limbs, arms, but you don't really hear about them losing a penis. So I'm really glad they focused on that. And then his reaction to his fiance was amazing, because that's something, like, you don't want to see your loved one. You don't want your loved one to see you like that.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably used to being seen as, you know, a strong figure, a man. And I guess he just doesn't feel like a man now, now that he doesn't have it anymore. And so I think he's going to think that, you know, she doesn't see me as, like, this this caregiver.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, when Owen understood that, because, like, he told Megan he wanted to talk to him, he's like, do you have a penis? You know what I mean? Basically,
no,
like,
you
don't really understand what this man is going through, even though...
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. Like, even though Owen, you know, has all of his parts, it's still, like, I can kind of relate, because I can probably try to put myself in the position of if I didn't have that. You know what I mean? And also, he can relate because he's a vet as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows that pain of going through those things, losing stuff and everything like that, PTSD and all of that. So he was able to connect with him, and I like that. He kind of was able to bring him around to letting his fiance know everything that was going on and just getting him in a better state of mind, you know? And like Caleb even said, like I said earlier, this is like a mental health theme here. He told us, he was like, I didn't lie to my fiance. I told her I wasn't right, and I wasn't.
True.
He wasn't right in the head. So I'm glad they kind of showed that, like, everybody, like, kind of acknowledging that or, like, seeking help. So, like, okay, you're not right. So get right. Have that support system. Be okay with, like, if that's your fiance, you guys will work through it.
Yeah. And I think it helped to talk to Owen, who has been through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not missing any parts, but he, like, lost a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And he was there. He did what you did. So, it, like, that had to be really awakening for him, too.
I think he could let his guard down and kind of open up about how he felt. Let's see. Anybody in the chat saying anything?
Yeah, so I was waiting until we talk about Megan, because everyone's got...
Okay. That's where we're going
now. That's what everyone wants to talk about.
That's where we're going. I love saving, like, the juicy ones.
Yeah, everyone's talking about it.
So let's get to Megan.
Woo!
So first of all, she pops up, and she first sees Meredith, and then Meredith realizes, like, she didn't know about Owen and Teddy and the baby.
Right? And she was, like, way too excited at first. I was like, did you not know he was back with Amelia for a bit? You're just going to disregard that? Maybe he didn't tell her, since he didn't tell her about Teddy.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
give her the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. So I was like, whoa, child.
She was so excited. Like, oh my God,
screw her. And I was like, maybe you didn't know about Amelia. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
She was the typical sister in this episode. Yeah. She was so happy for him. And then when she found out, she was just ecstatic. And she just wants the best for Owen. And so I think when she sees that you know, he's not getting what he deserves, then she's going to overreact and try to get him on the right track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so the debate in the chat is, who was the first one that said it? So Maya was like, am I the only one who doesn't like Megan? She said, mm-hmm. I think she always has something to say about things that are none of her business. And then some people are like Nevermore 667 was saying that, to me, that's just what a sister does, speaking from experience. So, like, what do you guys think? Too much, or was she just being a sister?
No, I think that's what a sister does, you know what I mean? And called him out on how, like, the roller coaster he's put Teddy through. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think he kind of needed that. And then also calling him out, like, realizing, like, there's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. Like, you seem like you don't want to accept happiness, or you feel like you don't deserve happiness because you keep putting yourself in these torturous situations. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you... For what? Why? You know what I mean? There has to be a reason why you're doing this. So, like, someone has to call you out.
And I agree. At first, I was like, she's a lot right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that's just her personality. So I was like, okay. Yeah. But no, he needed that, like, kind of butt kicking at the end. Because you do jump through relationships mm-hmm. very quickly. And you seem to be giving your heart out all over the place. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's just him needing to find someone and that stability. Or if it's just that he's not right with himself.
Yeah.
And he needs to do that before he gets in another relationship. But whatever it is, she told him. And
yeah.
He needs to do it.
He needs to get right.
I agree with both comments. I felt the entire episode, all she did was complain to Owen. But at the same time, she is the sister. She is family. So it's her job to be honest with him. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, mm-hmm. Owen is a grown man. And he should be able to live his life how he wants to live. She's giving me the
oh snap.
But he is, you know, and you have, even if you have to make those decisions, and if it's a mistake, then he has to own up to that mistake. But she has to remember that he is his own person, and that he has his own choices he has to make.
True. But he has to own up to it, like you said. He has to own up to it, and he's mm-hmm. not really doing that.
No.
So someone has to kind of, like, call him out and acknowledge the fact that you're not doing right. And he has to do his own thing and make his own mistakes, but at the same time, if you're, like, making too many mistakes, if you're being reckless, mm-hmm. like, you need a mirror put up to your face. Like, look at what you're doing. True. You know what I mean? Like, I do understand you have to make your own mistakes, but at the same time, sometimes people have to just, you know, snatch you up. Just, you know.
Get right.
That's true.
Yeah. Get you together. But what I didn't really like about Megan is when she was talking to Teddy. It's like you're kind of giving her the opposite of what you're giving Owen.
Yeah.
You're telling Owen to get it together, act right. You've been putting her through a lot. Then you kind of try to convince Teddy to possibly move in with Owen.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Don't tell Teddy what mm-hmm. to do.
And I like how Teddy stood up for herself. Like, first of all, would you go in that house and lay in that bed that mm-hmm. Amelia was laying in? She was like, you would blow that house up.
And she was like, I would.
Yeah, she was like, I would.
Yeah, and I liked,
she kind of fell back after that.
I liked how she said for her to pretty much walk in her shoes mm-hmm. and see what it's like. Because she knows she would do the exact same thing.
Yeah. Because, like, no, what woman wants that? You know what I mean? Like, you were kind of making a home in this home with another woman. I'm not coming into that.
Mm-mm.
We have to. Even if they were to get together, we've got to start fresh. Mm-hmm. This house has to go. The bed has to go. Like, start fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. There was that all they were saying about Megan?
They're going back and forth about Megan.
Yeah.
She was a star of the
show. Lanita Leah said the last time someone really told him the truth like that was Christina.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't work.
And that's been a while. Right, it didn't work.
Or he came back from it. So.
It didn't work, yeah. And it's been a long time since Christina. So he needed that. Because honestly, like, we've been saying these last few episodes, or at least I have, like, Owen is getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
And I used to be so much Team Owen. But lately, it's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, a brave unicorn. Megan said what needed to be said. Yep. We're all thinking it.
Dumb.
I think that talk definitely put him in the right direction.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So. Like light bulb hopefully went on, and he was mm-hmm. like, you're right.
Yeah. And I hope he does get some help, because he does need it.
Yeah.
He needs an outlet and someone to talk to. Okay, let's get into our special segment.
Let's do it.
Let's get into the cure first. Anybody want to go first for the cure moment?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So my cure moment was when Meredith and Jackson were talking about father figures. And I haven't seen them in a scene together mm-hmm. in quite a while. So it was really cool just to see both these characters interact. And they were talking about their fathers, how, you know, they both had fathers and they just never really realized how much of a father figure Richard is. So mm-hmm. I thought that was really cool because that's how they're both connected
yeah.
in a way. Richard is kind of... Well, he is their father figure for mm-hmm. both of them. So I like that that connection yeah. right there.
That was nice, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I did like that. Mine was when Catherine said to Jackson and Mare, "My baby brought me a penis." Just the enthusiasm. I was like, that is great.
Right, awkward.
Classic
she
Catherine.
She was so happy about that.
I know.
That.
It was like arms in the air. And just, "My baby brought me, your son brought you a penis."
Right. That's so weird.
Yeah.
I also liked when Meredith said it to Luca. Because he was like, wait, whoa, what?
Yeah.
Oh, time out. So my cure moment was actually the girls from the STEM project when they were admiring Bailey. Like, he was like, you're fierce. You were doing this. Like, you were kind of kicking ass. Like, yeah. you're amazing. So I love that moment, especially like we said earlier where she felt a little bit rusty, but they kind of like gave her that confidence.
They kept
like, you're like,
the female empowerment into mm-hmm. this week.
Yeah.
I like want to, Nevermore 667 said her cure was, Alex asking for Link's help, which that was nice
yeah.
because that must have been hard for him mm-hmm. because he's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Maybe you do.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a nice one. Thank you.
Yeah. And he kind of sees Link as not really a threat, but they know
they have
a history together.
Yeah.
So
and that's how much he loves Jack.
Yeah, right, and he's exactly. secure in their relationship to know, like, I can't get through to you, through to her. Hopefully you can. Yeah.
Respect.
All right, let's go into our Grey's Anatomies.
Let's do it.
I'm going to go ahead and put my glasses on.
Is this new? I like
so
that.
I can see the screen. there you go. I'm old lady, guys. So this one here is get a man that looks at you the way Jake looks at Alex. And I'm like, do they love each other in real life? Like, this is so, he's admiring him so much.
Aww.
Like, I want that as well.
Look at that.
You know what's funny, though? I've seen multiple posts uh-huh. from that actor about that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, do they really?
I think.
They may just be okay. BFFs.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get the tea. I'll have it for you guys next week.
Okay, we're going to get the tea.
We're going to figure that out.
Yeah, because that's interesting.
Yeah. Our next one, I just thought this was so cute. Kristen and I saw this. We thought this was so cute. Pick me, choose me, pet me. This little cat, this little Meredith Grey cat. Just thought it was cute.
I'd adopt him.
Me too. Like, it's a clever
way. I don't
way.
Even like cats and I'd adopt him.
Oh, he's so cute.
Okay. Look at him.
All right. And then our next one is, oh man, watching someone complain about how sad Grey's Anatomy is when they're only on season 2. Like, you just don't
right,
know.
Right. I love this one because I hear so many people who just started watching the show and yeah. they're like, oh my God, like, this is the most amazing show ever. I'm like, you have no idea what
yeah.
you're in store
yeah,
for.
You have
no
idea.
It's the best when you're on Facebook and you're in a comment section of something and they're like, I haven't got to that part yet. I'm like hold on.
Ooh, season hold 6 on. Finale. Yeah.
You have 10 you more seasons to go.
You thought the hospital shooting was nuts? Just
O'Malley? Because that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, oof, so much. Okay, let's get into some news and gossip.
Right, so if you guys thought... Oh,
there we go.
And of
go.
Course, I forget the...
No, that's okay.
All right, so if you guys are hoping that Sandra Oh will come back to the show, I'm sorry to say that, unfortunately, she's not really thinking about coming back.
Yeah.
People Magazine is reporting that they talked to her. They asked her if she was going to come back on the show. And she was saying she's always getting asked that question. Mm-hmm. But she feels that her time has passed on that show. And she's now more focused on the current show that she's on now.
Yeah. Which she's killing it in Killing,
she
killing
is.
Eve.
She yeah, is. It's amazing right now. So she wants to say goodbye mm-hmm. to that character and focus more
yeah.
on... And it sucks because
like
I loved her character.
I know, that's what I was going to say. Like,
can't
you
just pop in for a season
yeah.
finale, a
right.
series finale?
Series
and
finale.
Yeah.
I think for a series finale, I have a feeling she would be back.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope
we won't rule it out for that.
Right, exactly. But for any upcoming episodes, mm-hmm. it's a no-go. Mm-hmm. But someone who is kind of leaving the door open to come back is Sarah
coming.
Drew.
Tapro,
which I am excited. She is honestly one of my. She was one of my favorite characters on the show, so mm-hmm. I was really bummed when she left. But the showrunner was saying the door is definitely open for her. Mm-hmm. She is starting a new show called The Republic of Sarah. So that should be pretty interesting.
Her name.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So hopefully she comes back.
Yeah, I might check that show out. But I, and like a lot of our viewers, am holding out hope for J'April.
Yeah, I will always.
Always. Always.
That's cool.
Let's get into some predictions before we get out of here.
Let's do it. Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, boy.
For me, next week looks a little bit light and fun, but I'm hoping that they kind of touch on Joe a little bit more. And like I said earlier, I'm hoping that maybe Link, because I don't really think it's going to be Alex, but I think maybe Link can try to talk her into getting help. Or maybe it might be the both of them,
yeah.
You know, because Link, like we said, he went to her, Alex and is like, I haven't seen her like this, you know, so maybe both of them can kind of get to her to like start to get help. So yeah. Maybe she won't get help this very next episode, but I'm hoping that they talk to her again and maybe she'll open up a little bit more.
Yeah, I think now that he's seen how bad it really is, because mm-hmm. I know Alex was worried, but I think today he's kind of like, if Link can't get through, maybe this was a super, it's eye-opening and mm-hmm. he loves her. So I don't know. Maybe like all of the doctors, just intervention. Yeah. I don't know. Something, I really hope she has a breakthrough next week.
Yeah,
because if she doesn't, it's, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm like real, really worried with
her.
They're definitely going to team up, Link and Karev, and trying to just help her and get her to a better place.
Yeah.
It would be I just have a weird feeling, I'm probably wrong, but I have a weird feeling that Joe is going to slip up and try to hook up with Link. She's been drinking so much.
Well, he's hooking up with Amelia, that dirty
guy. Right? So you never know. She's in such a bad place.
It could go
I think
that
she's going to have that slip up.
Yeah.
Because there's a slight attraction there, mm-hmm. I feel. He's a good-looking guy. She's a good-looking girl. So you never know.
I hope that doesn't happen.
I know. We'll
speaking
see.
Of Link, and hooking up, like you said, he's hooking up with Amelia.
He's going to be busy next week.
Yeah, he's going to Amelia's busy. Well, I don't know where they're going.
New York. So I don't know if they're going to see her. Because isn't her sister coming?
Yeah.
Soon,
yeah. It's like sisters. Like I think they're on another sister as well. And they're pretending to be married. But I think they're going to end up like really falling for each other. And I'm here for it.
And then poor Owen's going to have no options. Not poor Owen. That should, but you know, he's going to really come. He's going to be suffering soon. He's
yeah.
Gonna be like,
really
I lost
is.
Everyone.
Yeah. Oh, well.
We're going to need a new female doctor.
No.
A new love interest.
Needs to get it together.
A new love interest to make his life more comfortable.
No, I'm tired of this. You know what? It's like, be careful what you wish for.
That's true.
Because I have been begging for them to give Owen a baby. And now we have two babies. We have baby mama drama. We just have all this going on.
We have too much Owen drama.
I'm sorry that I asked for this.
No. Yeah, it's true.
See, this is why Christina Yang needs to come back. So then even, well, no, because then it'll be even more drama, though.
Right, it would be. It would
I think
totally
that he'd explode.
Yeah, it'd be a lot. Oh, man. Well, I guess next week we'll find out if all these predictions come true. Make sure you guys check us out next week. And once again, I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
Hey, guys, it's Krista Flungy, and you can find me all over social media at Krista Flungy.
And I'm Benny Adams. You can catch me all on social media at Benny J. Adams.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
See you guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.